This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 605-5370.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello. Welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Wow, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Just me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
We are here most of all to talk with you. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. I am a certified animal behavior consultant. So if your cat is thinking outside the litter box or maybe scratching the sofa, the dog barks at everyone who walks by up and down the street and you're going crazy, or maybe your neighbors are going crazy, I'm here to help you. 866-554-PETS. But also, we always have experts on the show. Now, with Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's what I thought. And you tell me if you think this is a good idea. So I'm at a party somewhere. And people know who I am and what I do. And one of the questions I get asked most often, I really do, does my dog or does my cat, sometimes does my bird, really like me? Do our pets really love us? And what can we do to show our love, aside from giving them more cookies? We will talk to Dr. Heather Lenzer of the American Animal Hospital Association, because I often get asked that question. I never get asked, how do I do yoga with my cat? But nevertheless, someone wrote a book about that, and we will talk to the author of the book, Yogi Cats, as opposed to the book, Yogi Bear, which would be completely different. Once again, our telephone number, 866-554-PETS. It is toll-free. Dottie in California. I'm getting a bit daffy. How are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Thank you. How can I help you?
Well, we have a problem in our area with feral cats and people abandoning their animals. In fact, it's so bad that we've had, in the last year, we've had four pregnant cats dumped on our property because
Why?
We live out in the country.
Ah, okay.
And they're family pets, you know, that people that, you know, they get tired of them, and so they dump them.
Hmm.
And I guess they think that cats can just live off the land or something.
Yeah.
And what really hurts me a lot is not only is there's nothing that we can do with these cats, because my sister and I live on disability, so we don't have the money to have them neutered and stuff. But the pound doesn't take them. The SPCA doesn't take them.
Well,
no,
there might be. First of all, I don't have an answer. I share your frustration. I am appalled by what's going on in this country. You know, I don't get it. Every poll out there says that our pets are family members. And I mean, not most people in America, 90% plus of folks polled say, my pet is a member of the family. I don't know about you, but most people, you know, the kid... Yeah, the kid is 3 years old and colors with crayon on the wall or something, and typically we don't say, well, you're going to have to fend for yourself now, you little three-year-old. I mean, we don't do this to members of the family, but yet it seems as though, anecdotally, there are a record number of animals just being dumped. And that's with, I mean, it's got nothing to do with spay-neuter. People are generally, increasingly, spaying and neutering our cats and dogs. I don't, the economy must play a role in it to some degree. I don't know what's going on, but it's incredibly frustrating. It's worse in some parts of the country than others. Of course, if you live out in a farm area, and it's not only cats, it's dogs. In some cases, in some places, people are actually letting out dogs to just like, I'm tired of you, go.
Or and, they move and leave them tied in the backyard.
Yes, and in foreclosed homes, you know, the frustrated families feel they have nowhere to turn, and in some cases, maybe they don't. Maybe that's part of the problem. We're not offering resources. I don't know all of the answers, but I understand, and I wish I did know. I wish I had a solution to this. Now, for you, okay, so people are dumping the cats on your property. What do you do? There may be an organization in your area that does come out. Lots of shelters, particularly all cat shelters, tend to have volunteers who come out and will trap the cats humanely, spay, neuter them, bring them back to the shelter they're associated with. You don't have to do this. The volunteers, and they like it if you participate, but you can't. So call the shelter and explain that you physically can't help, but you want these what's best for these cats. They're also vaccinated for rabies. They're given a cursory physical examination. If for some reason you have some very ill cats, they're euthanized. Otherwise, they're brought back out, and they live out their lives as a colony, and they're really doing, hopefully, no harm. I mean, they may be catching some birds and that sort of thing, which isn't good. I mean, they're feeding off the land, and it would be nice if they were spay-neutered, and if they were, then they couldn't repopulate, right? And eventually they would diminish. It's called trap-neuter return. If you can find a shelter in your community that'll come out there, and there are many all over the country that do this. Another great resource for this is Alley Cat Allies, and on their website, they have a listing of shelters in various parts of the country that do this. I think it's alleycat.org. You know, I was astounded by a conversation I had. I went to Springfield, Illinois, the state capital of our state that I happen to live in, Illinois, and I had the privilege, really, of testifying in support of Trap, Neuter, Vaccinate, it's now called that, which is, I've been saying that for years, I'm happy about that, and return. It's what happens and what can be done to help lower the population of community cats. So the community cats aren't eating native species so much. And I'll talk about that when we come back. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
So for as long as there have been people, pretty much, or in civilizations, living beside us have been rats. Living beside us have been cockroaches. Living beside us have been feral or community cats. This has been going on for thousands of years. This is nothing new. However, communities are looking at this as a problem, and I understand that, and I do not disagree with that. So what do you do about lowering, in a humane way, the number of community cats? Well, what I talked about when I testified on this very topic recently in Springfield, Illinois, was what's been tried has not worked. And none of us would have been in that room. I wouldn't be on the radio talking about this if something had worked in the past. So here's what's been tried, poisoning. A good idea? Well, not so much. First of all, have you ever tried to pill a cat? Those who have cats know what I'm talking about. It isn't so easy. cats immediately begin to understand there is something in that food that I'm not going to like. That's what those whiskers are all about. So they know even before they take a taste of it. But if they take a taste of it, and cats that are outdoors almost always live in colonies. They live with other cats. It seems that they send each other emails about what's going on here, that we're being tricked. This cat got really sick or worse. I mean, they figure it out. So the other concern about poison is, what are you doing? So pet cats can get into this poison. Moreover, and they often sense that it's something not good to eat, but sometimes they don't. Dogs get into it. Little kids, babies, toddlers can get into this. It's just not a good idea, and it can get into the water table. So poison, and it's not worked. It's been tried over and over and over. It's not worked. All sorts of different kinds of poisons. How about shooting the cats? I know. It's almost laughable. It seems laughable. I remember on the radio, what was it, 2 years ago, I read about this man in Wisconsin who took aim, fired, tried to shoot the cat. Cats are small. They're very fast moving. And where they are persecuted, they are only nocturnal. So it's in 3 a.m. I mean, shoots the cat, or thought he did. Turns out he ended up in court a week later explaining why he shot his mother-in-law instead of the cat. And it's not a very efficient way. Even if you happen to get one cat, how about the entire colony? It's just not going to work. What's more, it's so inhumane for so many obvious reasons, including the fact that if you shoot, you're probably not shooting to kill. You will injure that cat, who will languish for weeks or longer with a wound. So it doesn't seem to make sense to me. And in urban areas, how can you even possibly do that? I mean, that doesn't seem viable. What has been tried over and over and continues to be tried in many communities, animal control officers, when there is a complaint, they come out, they catch as many as they can, and they put them in the shelter, and they euthanize them. But what happens is they don't get them all. And cats are induced ovulators, which means they breed like rabbits, literally, and they somehow are able to fill that void plus more. No one knows how but they do it. They really do it. So that method doesn't work. And the community, we now know through research that's been done, people don't like that either. I mean, 30% of America plus has a cat or more. They like cats. That's a lot of people. Millions of people in this country don't want to see that happen. They don't want to see cats euthanized. In fact, most people in America don't want to see animals euthanized in shelters. So that's not an answer either. If the public doesn't accept it, it's just not an answer. So what do you do? Trap, neuter, vaccinate now, which is something I've been for many years, and return does seem to work. So what happens is volunteers, you're not talking about animal control officers, volunteers work with a shelter. They trap the cats in humane traps. They bring the cats to a veterinary clinic, an animal shelter, a participating agency. They are spay-neutered. They are, I hope, vaccinated for rabies. They are checked over, kind of a cursory check. If that cat is very, very ill, the humane thing to do is to euthanize. If that cat seems like a friendly cat, the cats are observed, then that cat can be adopted out. If it's an animal shelter the cat goes to, keep the cat, adopt the cat out. They are all scanned if they're microchipped or not. If they are, we hope they are, and the microchip is registered, you can find the owner. It might simply be a lost cat. And if it's a tiny little kitten, the right thing to do is to adopt out the little kitten. And people want kittens, right? So this is the best thing to do, to return them back to where they were, and they can no longer reproduce. They're spayed or neutered. And the colony number over time, not overnight, over time, dwindles to eventually zero. Now, in the meantime, what happens with the birds? Well, some of these numbers that have been thrown out there about the billions of birds that are killed, we've never had that many billions of birds ever in America. Those numbers are ridiculous. And what we ought to be paying attention to, if you love birds, and I do, habitat destruction, air pollution, light pollution, and maybe even the temperature changes in the world. those things seem to matter more, the environment, than cats. It's not that cats never kill birds, but I'll tell you, once the cats are spay-neutered, once they are in these colonies and now caretakers supplement them with food, they're not as likely to kill as much of anything anyway. It's just too much work. And by the way, in many places in America, it's not birds they primarily go after. It's lizards, and most of all, rodents. And by the way, we should be grateful for that. If it wasn't for community cats all over the world, we would be inundated by rodents and disease they bring. Well, I didn't even get to tell you about this. So that was essentially my testimony. What I haven't talked about is while I was down in Springfield, what I learned. And I will tell you that in a little bit. I'll get to it eventually. By the way, our phone number, 866-554-PETS.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Don't worry, he's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You know, I like to talk about books that are new topics that I've never received a book about before. This one falls in that category. It's called Yogi Cats, not to be confused with Yogi Bear, which would be a completely different topic altogether. These are cats that do yoga, potentially with their people. The author of the book is Paige, who is here. Hi, Paige. Paige Hodges. Hi.
Yes, Paige Hodges. Hi. Nice to talk to you. Thank you for having me.
Sorry about that sort of stumbling in the introduction. Clearly, though, I did not breathe in like I should have.
That's okay. That's what my book is about, is to teach us cats. They're teaching us humans how to breathe in and be a little more zen in our lives.
Well, you know what? There are some who would argue we don't need a book like this because cats are practicing yoga every day. I mean, they certainly can do positions that would be offensive for us to even think about doing, and they are kind of in this state of zen all the time.
Well, that's true. And actually, this little book, Yogi Cat, it's actually a book for humans, not cats, because as you mentioned, cats
yes.
don't need a yoga book because
right.
they're already amazing yogis, and they're the original yoga masters. So this is a book where cats are providing instruction and insight to humans.
Would it be offensive, though, to talk about Downward Dog in a book that has to do with cats and yoga?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because there is actually a 30-day yoga challenge in this book that is Pippi, the feline yogini, who just happens to live with me, I'm her human, she writes a 30-day yoga challenge for humans, and in her 30-day yoga challenge, she actually addresses that question of why is downward facing dog not called downward facing cat, and that's a kind of a complex issue.
Well, could you give me the 30-second answer to that?
Basically, the dog lobby had a lot of input into that, and
okay.
It ended up being called downward-facing dog instead of downward-facing cat. But cats are okay with that. They know that they're the original yoga practitioners, although we love dogs here, too, at Yogi Cats.
Of course. I thought there was actually a real reason for that, so you had me playing along with you. You have various chapters, and it's broken down, the book is, into seven different sections. We don't have time to go through all seven, but one that I'm curious about is called Demons Inside and Out. What do you mean by that?
Demons Inside and Out. Well, we've all got little demons in our lives, and this part of the Demons Inside and Out, it's telling us how to cope how to cope with those. There's some quotes from some famous people and just how we can relax and get rid of those inner demons.
Well, the cats do it in one of two ways. They either attack their demons or they kind of like chill out. I mean, what can we learn, if anything, from the way cats experience the world?
The main thing I think that we can learn is that humans are always rushing around trying to get somewhere, and there's really nowhere to go.
Sometimes.
Yeah, there's really nowhere to go. That cats are so great because they're always in the present. They're never really thinking about the past. They're not really thinking about the future. Well, actually, they may be thinking about their next meal. But cats are really good with reminding us that we need to stay in the present, and then when something comes along that disrupts our equilibrium, you know, we can have those feelings and get those demons out, so to speak, and then just go right back to the present where we are.
You know, I think there's something helpful from what I've read. I don't do yoga. My wife does all the time. And they say there are all sorts of health benefits to that. Similarly, there are health benefits to just petting our dogs or our cats, just being with these animals as often as we are. Isn't that the case?
Oh yes, yes, absolutely. Being with these animals, it slows down your breathing. You know, there's some studies that, you know, actually even say that people that have, you know, pets with them, they tend to live longer and face life's challenges better. So, yeah, absolutely. It's very soothing. It slows down our breathing. I think it gives us a perspective. And also, too, if I just might add, too, that this book can actually, with humans learning yoga, it can actually help you care for your cat in better ways, too, because it gives you strength and flexibility for fetching lost cat toys, heavy boxes of litter, scooping the litter box. You got to be flexible for that. And it gives us patience, too, for when Kitty does things like, you know, get on no-no places like the cabinet or whatever. And it can improve our intuition. We can anticipate our cat's needs better, like when they need a snack or something like that.
Where would a book that is published by Mango Media, Passion Fruit Press, be available?
Amazon.
Of course. And I was just going to say, the author is you, Paige Hodges. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to bizradioclub.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Biz Talk Radio.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Not a vet, but he does smell like a dog. You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Fran, I've been waiting for your call.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I listen to you all the time. I love your program.
Thank you.
The kitties, the dogs. And...
Well, we've been here for 10 years doing this, and I've been now I can retire since you called.
Pardon, I didn't hear what you said.
We've been here for 10 years, and now that you finally called in, I think I can call it quits.
Well, I have a 5-year-old dog, and up until this time, he's been perfectly wonderful, but now I'm having a little problem. He, all of a sudden, I don't know if it's the weather, and we're in the house all the time, he's been wetting during the night, and he never did that before. I don't know what to do about it, and I don't like it, but what am I going to do? He's my baby. I got to find a solution.
Yeah, so there are and this is my – what you hear in my voice is frustration because this is not the only time this year with this winter that we had. And now as we go into spring, these dogs are still in the habit, maybe. But maybe not. So what we've got to figure out is whether this is a behavior issue or whether it's a medical issue. Now, the good news for you is that you have a 5-year-old dog. And being 5 years old, odds are in your favor it's a behavior issue Well, that's not all good news, because then we have to deal with the behavior issue and figure out what's going on and why it's going on. But we still need to rule out the medical possibility first. Now, in dogs, even more than cats, that are of 5 years of age, it is unlikely to be, but it's still possible. So you truly need to rule that out and talk to your veterinarian. Now, assuming that is ruled out, then we have to figure out, okay, what happened? Did the dog bark in the middle of the night, say, I have to go out, and I took the dog out? Am I giving water? So here's what I would do for you. Assuming it is a behavior issue and not medical, I'd go back to House Training 101. I just wrote a story about this too, actually. I would make believe that your 5-year-old dog is a 15-week-old dog, and take your dog out as your schedule allows at predictable times. Even keep a log if you so desire. And also, it's not really hot out yet, so I think it's fair to do. Remove the water, or most of the water. Maybe that's a better way to do it. At, I don't know, around 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock, as long as your dog doesn't get tons of exercise right before you remove the water. And hopefully then your dog should be able to make it through the night. Also, if you can, if you typically take out your dog at 9 o'clock, make it 9:30 or 10. If it's 10 o'clock, make it 10:30 or 11. And on the other end, try to get up a little earlier. Also, try to play with your dog before bedtime a bit. So I'm contradicting myself, I guess, a little bit, because I'm saying take away the water, and I'm saying play with the dog, and then you're going to have a thirsty dog. It doesn't have to be the kind of play where you're, you know, I'm playing fetch for 40 minutes and your dog's going to be. It can be just a little bit of play, but also brain games. You know, way back when you were in school and you had 3 tests on a given day, you'd come home, you were exhausted. And you were exhausted. Thinking can exhaust us. So I want you to have your dog think. Now, how do you do that? You can do all sorts of things. You can buy one of those puzzle toys that you hide treats under. You can literally hide treats in a room and have your dog find them in one room, not all over the house. We don't want to, you know, your dog to go, I need a ton of water. We don't want that, because then we're giving the dog a ton of water and we can't figure out what's going on as easily. So what I want you to do, it could be training games. Sit, come, over there, down, roll over, good boy, you know. I mean, it doesn't matter, but I want your dog to think. I want to find a way to tire out your dog without overwhelmingly doing a ton of exercise. Do you follow what I mean?
Yes, I am.
And
I agree, because I don't play with him enough during the winter. We're here alone, and nothing has changed in our life, except we used to play ball outside all summer. I'd throw the ball and he'd fetch the ball. Now we don't do that in the house.
So you can do more of that during the day. Are you home all day?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you could do more of that during the day. And also I want you to do... What happens is, in this kind of weather, we tend to take naps during the day. And when we do, our dogs do too. And even if you don't, your dog probably is sleeping more during the day. So what I want you to do is don't allow your dog to take many naps. Wake up your dog. Say, come over here. Do give your dog things to do. It's just like us. If we're sleeping all day, we're not going to be as tired overnight. So I've got a couple of strategies going, kind of working together here. We're going to control the water a little bit more. We're going to keep tabs of when the dog goes. We're actually going to go out with the dog. So when your dog goes out at 10 o'clock, whatever the last time is at night, you go out with the dog on a leash like a puppy. Reward your dog, give your dog a treat, and praise your dog for going. But make sure your dog goes. It is possible. I'm not saying this is happening. I don't know. But I get this. It's possible that your dog that you think is going out to pee at 10 o'clock is just going out to run around a little. Oh, my gosh, it's too cold. I don't like the snow. I'm back in the house. And your dog never peed. And at some time, your dog has got to do it. So at 3 in the morning, it happens. So I want to eliminate that possibility as well. I also want your dog to more likely sleep through the night, and that's the reason for the games. So I want you to put all those things kind of together. If your veterinarian rules out the medical potential, though, as I say, 5-year-old dog, it's unlikely. We still have to rule it out.
I've got all that with the dog and everything, and I have that clear in my head. One thing is true. I do not take them out late enough. I take them out like at 9 o'clock, maybe the last, or 8:30, 9 o'clock. So mm-hmm. That's a good suggestion. My other problem is that he's got a terrible time with his ears, and I go to the doctor with him all the time. He has ear cleaning solutions, and I put that, I think it's called Remic, R-E-M-I-N-C or something, I-N, solution in his ear. The doctor gave that to me as a prescription.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you suggest that I do, like, in between all of that? Is there something I can put in his ear and clean it out besides that?
Yes. What kind of dog are we talking about?
A Maltese poodle.
Okay. So ask your veterinarian. Did your veterinarian use the term otitis?
No.
Okay. So it's hard for a couple of issues. First of all, I'm a certified behavior consultant. I'm not a veterinarian. So the other thing is I don't know what's wrong anyway. So even if I were a veterinarian standing here, I'd be guessing. But, yes, there are things you can do preventive-wise to help. But certain dogs are just prone to ear infections is what I assume is going on, but I don't really know. So ask your veterinarian. You've got to go to see your vet now anyway, right? So you have another question to ask. Check it out. Our website is petworldradio.net. And coming up next, our email question of the week. Yeah, lots of ways you can reach me. You can reach me through my Facebook fan page. Just type in my name on Facebook. You'll find it. You can reach us by calling 866-554-PETS or via email, steve@petworldradio.net. Also, something I was shocked by that still happens with animals. I haven't gotten to it, but I will next.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Do birds of a feather really flock together? Should I ask that question when she's here next week? Dr. Lori Hess will be here. She's a veterinarian who deals with pets, everything but dogs and cats, pretty much. And also we'll be talking about a new way that I love this idea, a new way to feed our cats. So earlier in the program, I talked about me going down to Springfield, Illinois, going down because I live in Chicago, to testify about trap, neuter, vaccinate, return, which I am very much in support of, which you heard me talk about, I hope, earlier in the program. But what I also learned when I was down there from the representative of the Humane Society of the United States is he said, how do you feel about elephants performing? I said, like in circuses? Well, they're not doing that anymore because the circus closed. He said, but there are still some traveling circuses that take elephants around. And if you think that the big circus, Ringling Brothers Circus, treated elephants poorly, and frankly, I'm not sure they did in a way, but that's a whole different conversation. But I'm glad they're no longer doing what they did with elephants. But he said there are now little traveling circuses that have an elephant or two or three with them. I said, what? Really? Still? I thought that happened in the 1800s. The other thing that he told me about was, can you imagine a race with greyhounds, greyhound dogs, not the buses, and on top of the dogs is a monkey, a little capuchin monkey holding a harness, holding on for his life, probably, as the Greyhound races. I said, that doesn't, come on. That doesn't, you saw a movie or something. I said, a cartoon, a kid's cartoon. That doesn't really happen. Apparently, it really happens. And both those things should be banned. And I support the banning of, I mean, it is amazing that apparently the stuff that still goes on and someone somewhere somehow thinks it's entertaining. I don't get it.
Three simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, apparently from a listener in Iowa named Barry, who likes television. You'll hear why. Our two Labradors, Will and Grace, get along fine. Then recently we adopted Jack, a Labrador mix. The dogs play well with one another outside, but indoors they play 1 minute and then I hear growling. I run into the room to see what's happening, and the dogs are acting like, wasn't me, wasn't me, wasn't me. So what do I do? Well, probably the answer is do nothing. I mean, dogs communicate with all sorts of sounds, and they may be playing, and that you may be mistaking that for growling that isn't play. And even if that's the case, well, sometimes siblings argue with one another, and they work it out themselves. By getting involved, if nothing bad is really happening, you may cause more problems than just leaving things alone. Now, having said that, dogs can become overstimulated in innocent play. Maybe that's what's happening. I mean, I kind of trust your gut. So if your gut says these dogs are totally not getting along, something is really wrong, I've been lucky that there hasn't been a dog fight, then maybe there's reason for some concern. But if they never do this in front of you, you have to run into the room. They may have even trained you to run into the room for it so they get their attention. I don't know. It just seems that you're lucky. This is pretty much, in my opinion, based on your description, likely to be a non-issue. And the dogs are either playing or maybe they're growling for a reason, but working it out on their own, which is just fine. That's the way we all want to work things out, right? Just if the neighbors are having arguments, do you need to get involved? Well, sometimes if things get bad enough, I guess. But if they can work it out on their own, that's a good thing. You can email me your questions to steve@petworldradio.net. Something interesting happened in British Columbia, Canada, and they became, I think, the seventh province to do this, where they said, we are going to ban tail docking. You know, so when you see a Doberman or maybe a Brittany and you see that little stub of a tail, and there are other breeds, boxers, you know, although some dogs are now born that way. And if they're born that way, that's fine. But what they're saying is that do not, when they're very, very young, it's called docking the tail. It's an easy surgery, and they essentially make it so the tail is this like little 3-inch stub that goes back and forth and back and forth, and is very cute, but why not have the real tail on the dog? You know, and some suggest that they're better off with that tail for balance. Some suggest that's not necessarily the case, and there's no harm in tail docking. And some suggest that it's inhumane, and ear cropping too. So to crop those ears like in a Doberman, so they stand straight up, or a boxer, so they have that look. And that's something that I am concerned about even more than tail docking, personally. So should that be the case in the United States? Well, it's going to be talked about because it's happening all over Canada. So this is something that at a statewide level, I don't doubt, will be discussed in some states in 2017. Coming up next, the conversation about your pets and whether they love you and how to show your love back with Dr. Heather Lenzer. It's all about doing everything we can for our pets because we can't give them chocolate, right? So what do we give them for Valentine's Day? That's next.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-611-2050. That's 800-611-2050. 800-611-2050.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
She is Dr. Heather Lenzer with the American Animal Hospital Association. Dr. Lenzer, happy Valentine's Day to you.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, too. I hope you get a zillion in your mailbox.
A zillion what?
Valentine's. Don't you remember that back in elementary school? We used to build little Valentines for kids, and then we would count all the Valentines we got. It was a hoot.
I received
four,
about
traumatic if you didn't get enough.
Yeah, I received four.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, that's all. That's all that I get. And today, now I receive about one. So I'm in trouble. But one of the questions that I get a lot on the radio and from pet owners in general: how do you know your pet loves you? And how do you return that love in a way your pet understands? So I'll start at square one. Do our pets even love? Do dogs and cats, are they capable of that, if it's an emotion? And I suspect it is. Are they capable of that emotion? Can we go that far?
I think it would be hard to say that they're not, right? There's so many examples of dogs trying to help out, and cats, you know, rescuing their owners from dangerous situations. You see it on the news all the time. And dogs and cats, when they're reunited with long-lost family members, you can just see the joy in their body language, you know, ears forward, tail up, doing the whole wiggle butt thing, and cats doing head rubbing and purring. I think it would be really hard to say that they don't experience love and demonstrate love. Now, is there hardcore science about that? I'm not sure, but as a pet owner, it would be pretty hard to think that the animals that I share my life with and have for years don't love me.
So how can we demonstrate our love to our pets?
Well, I'm going to start with the one that I think is the most important. And granted, I'm a little biased because I'm a veterinarian, but I think it is making sure that they get really good health care. A lot of our pets don't go to the vet enough. And we want, veterinarians want to see your pets so that we can detect diseases early on. So we can just treat them with maybe a food change or a pill or something that's not super invasive. When we wait too long to pick up some of these diseases that are preventable, then the treatment for them can be really, really difficult. And our cats, and I know this is something it's very you're very passionate about, our cats don't go to the vet nearly enough either. So we veterinarians would love to see animals in once a year. And over the age of about 4, 5, 6, depending on the breed of the dog or the cat, we'd love to see them twice a year. Just not necessarily for vaccines, but just to see them, make sure they're healthy, weigh them, look at their mouths, make sure their teeth are healthy, and that type of thing.
You know, if you like your and love your veterinarian, end of story. But and we're going to run out of time here, but I really think that this is important to mention, that maybe you can do better. So an American Animal Hospital Association certified practice, what does that mean?
That means these veterinarians have gone through an intensive screening process where they have to adhere to over 900 standards of veterinary excellence. And this is voluntary, and not all veterinary hospitals are. You can find out if your veterinarian has become accredited by the American Animal Hospital Association by going to aaha.org, so aha.org, and clicking on the hospital locator. And that way you can see if your vet is accredited. Also, if you're going to be traveling this spring and you want to find a vet that's accredited in whatever city you're going to, you can also check out the hospital locator for that as well.
Is food the best way to your pet's heart, really?
I don't think so. For me, I mean, for my own animals, it's really quality time. It's teaching them tricks. It's going for walks. It's snuggling with them. I really don't think it's food for them. And with all the complications with obesity out there, one in two of our cats and dogs are obese to overweight. We're not doing them any favors by feeding them too much.
If it's your pet, you kind of know what your pet likes. So if your pet, say your cat, loves to be brushed, maybe that is a way to demonstrate your love. If your dog loves a tennis ball, maybe private time with your dog without the kids around is the best thing that you can do for that dog. Does it vary from pet to pet?
I think it totally varies from pet to pet. I really do. One of my dogs loves to go on car rides. The other one doesn't. I know one of your dogs really likes sticks.
Yes.
Right? My
yes.
dogs, they don't care about sticks. So it's finding the love language for your individual pet. And if you really focus and spend time with them, you can do just by trial and error, find out what it is that they really, really get excited about.
Dr. Heather Lenzer from the American Animal Hospital Association, Professor Love. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, my heart to yours. Thank you. So here's what we tend to do. We leave out food all the time for our cats. And the cats grow and grow and grow and train us to be automatic food dispensers. Not a good idea. There's a better way. We will talk with Dr. Elizabeth Bales about that next week and also talk about reptiles and other creepy crawlies.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Biz Talk Radio.